Good afternoon. I am Australia speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Oh, just a chap. Aaron, I got my daughter-in-law to send that. She sent it to you. I phoned up earlier on, they said they've got it, the two pictures.
Yeah. I was just on my break. Sorry, John, when you...
Fine.
Just for, obviously, before we get into things, John, just for data protection, just confirm your address and date of birth for me again, please.
My date of birth is 24456, my address is 99 Drumbutty Road.
Perfect. And password on the account is Adele.
That's right.
Yeah, so John, we've received them that birth certificate and bank statement. Your documents have been added to your file. I've reviewed the documents and everything is all good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for doing that. I know it was.
I've not got one of the phones plus. She's not too clever on the phone, and you get agitated in that because you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course, I can understand it was a little bit stressful for you, but I do appreciate you doing that.
That's how she's in the hospital and they're putting in it.
Getting
you on.
That's absolutely fine. I've, as I said, they've all been uploaded. Your application was sent to Redress yesterday. So we're now just in the process of waiting for an application number to come back from them.
What happens next then?
So once we get that application number back, you'll then flick over to the investigation team in my other department. But they work in the same office as me, so it's not my department, but they work in the office alongside me. And basically what they'll do is they'll take a hold of your file and then they'll start sending out what's called a subject access request, which is basically requesting for your records from your doctors, from your social care records, your care setting records in itself. So then that can take around about 2 to 3 months max.
I know that.
Yeah, these records are quite historic.
They're quite historic,
so it can take a while.
When I was in detention, my pal was in there with Brian. He must have went through your failure or whatever, that company. You get £10,000. But I can't find him. He's moved house. And I was trying to get a hold of him to tell me how to do it. And it came up on her Facebook. It came up on her Facebook. And I went, because he's disappeared. He's got a new house.
And
he's got the details. And he was going to tell me how to go about it. So
yeah.
He put in for it. And he was in the detention the same time as me. And he never got Borstal.
Okay.
So he got £10,000.
Right. Well, I'm sure, obviously, based on what was told to myself from you, I felt like your claim was worth more than £10,000.
It might be worth more than 10,000.
Yeah, but obviously, I can't advise on an exact
figure. I know you can't. You can't say it. If this is, you've just got to play it by ear.
Yeah, but of course. Everything's all in the process. So once we get your records back,
and your records and that'll take a few months, but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, once we receive them records, a member of my investigation team, they'll be in contact with you to book in when Sam is best to do a witness statement with you. So it's just expanding on what you told me yesterday. Just expanding on that. How it made you feel then, how it still affects you now. Get a bit of your background story. And then once that's all done, John, you'll then be, we'll then submit that final submission to the redress, back to the redress scheme and await a panel date. In case I didn't inform you yesterday, John, because you are over the age of 68, you are classed as a high priority client. So
you did say yesterday I was high priority because of age. You did say that.
Yeah. Okay. So yes. Yeah, so you do get fast tracked through this system. Aye. This shouldn't be that much or that long of a turnaround.
Aye.
Obviously,
because my pal's roughly the same age as me, so he got it fast. But he got it quite quick actually.
Aye. Right. Well. Yeah. Well. Obviously. We'll do our part as quick but as efficient as we can. Then obviously once it's in the hands of the redress scheme, we then can't obviously speed up the process from there. It's in the hands of them then. But yeah, if you've got any other further questions or anything, John, always give me a call back, okay?
That's it. Because it was actually Brian that told me a way back before we moved house. And I said, he goes, well, remember me and you were in detention? And I said, aye. He said, I put in for this thing. And he got it. He got it within 3 months. So then he moved. So I've no got him. But somebody tried to get his number for me so he could do it. But it's done now. That's it.
Yeah.
So I'll get a hotel.
What was Brian's name? Can you remember?
Brian McGardigan. Stays in Springburn. You're probably on your file.
Yeah, okay. Brian, what was his surname, sorry?
McGardigan.
Okay, yeah. I'll have a look in our systems and see if we've if we're the ones who dealt with Brian.
Aye, Brian. His name is Brian McGardigan. Brian M. Small C. Gardigan.
Yeah.
He got it. Somebody told me that day, he put in for it because somebody told him. I said, what are you talking about? I don't understand all this. I said, yeah. I'm in a care home. He goes, not a day, mate. You were in the detention, same as me. I get told to put in for it, so that was it.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, yeah, we'll...
I'll just basically, when I get them the other statement, just to tell them to guard it with them and tell them what happened, how I felt in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
in the meantime, John, you will receive a notification from me probably within the next 2 weeks, just to inform you when we have received your application number, and then you'll know from when you get that text message, you'll know then our next stage is gathering your records.
Between
now and I'd say 3 months for yourself, it's just a waiting game on us doing a lot of background work for you.
And you were talking about beneficiaries. Could you still put that in, aye?
Yes, just bear with me.
Just put in Kim.
I'll see if we've put in
aye.
That.
You just put
in
Kim.
Okay, so it's Kim Lawson.
Kim Lawson. Kim Lawson, that's it.
And I've got Kim's mobile number here, bear with me.
I hope I don't pop my cart before I get it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you won't, John.
I don't bother about money. It's got to the stress that we can't use the phone. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So I'm going to put her in the care home and then apply for her.
Do you know what Kim's date of birth is?
It's the 1st, 2nd, 64. But the way it looks, you'll see her next Monday.
Yeah. well, I've added that beneficiary to your application now.
Yeah, I know that. So,
yeah. Okay. So I've added that now.
Do you know what I'm going to do next? I'm going to ask them for only £100 on top of it.
Don't do that, John. No, don't do that.
You need to squeeze a squeezy bottle to get the money out.
I understand. Well, listen, thank you very much for your call, John.
Thanks for your help. Anyway, just keep contact whatever. Okay, then.
I will do, John.
So I'll guess next. I'll be a text message.
Yeah, it'll be a text message.
My phone, aye.
Yeah, to your phone, just stating that we've received your
application number. Because I don't get any emails, that's just texts I can get.
I'll send you the text.
Thank you very much, and then
you'll know from when you get that text, John. You'll then know that the next stage is obtaining your records. Okay.
Right, okay, then, that's fine. Thanks very much.
You're more than welcome to call us at any time for an update on your case, okay?
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Right, I know.
You can relax now.
I know. Right. Bye bye.
See you soon, John. Bye now.
Right.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.